awesome.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria reaching a high of 26 tomorrow, Johannesburg 24 and Polokwane 27. As the country focuses on the illegal mining operation in Stilfontein in Northwest, Hawks boss General Godfrey Lebeya has warned that they are keeping a close eye on licensed mining firms who are benefiting from illicit activity. The cost of illegal mining to the economy is estimated to be over 70 billion rand annually in gold alone.
Companies that are mining legally, so they take this and mix with the legitimate one that has been mined properly. We are hinting on that one because we have effected arrest on some. We are working on others. They must know that we are watching.
Meanwhile, the police have warned community members who want to help retrieve illegal miners in Northwest of the dangers involved. Many miners are believed to have been underground for months without enough food or water. Three were brought out safely to the surface today. Police spokesperson Ahlenda Mate says those going underground are doing so by choice.
We are indemnifying them. We are making them sign forms as a way of exempting us. We have taken them through the dangers and the consequences of doing so. So we are on rescue mode.
Meanwhile, the DA has criticized the National Energy Regulator for not making its public hearings on electricity tariffs accessible to all citizens. The party marched to NERSA's offices in Tshwane today, protesting Eskom's proposed 40% tariff hike. DA spokesperson Kevin Milam says NERSA should make sure all voices are represented.
In the Northern Cape, NERSA is not holding public hearings. So the people of the Northern Cape are being excluded from this process. This is unacceptable. We demand that NERSA open these hearings to everyone. Yes.
And energy expert Chris Yellens says Eskom's payment policies with municipalities need to be thoroughly reviewed.
Fundamentally, this requires a reconsideration of the tariffs and the tariff structure and the question of affordability and subsidies, including subsidies for the poor who are frankly not able to afford the prices of electricity.
Then to Limpopo, where the Department of Health confirmed the hospitalization of 50 pupils from Giani. The pupils from Dzumeri Primary School reportedly vomited and had abdominal pain after eating food from the school. Limpopo Health spokesperson is Neil Shikwambana.
The reports from our medical team indicate that the conditions of the learners are stable. They are still being treated at the facility's casualty ward.
And finally, the EU fined online giant Meta with more than 800 million euros for breaching antitrust rules. Meta gives users of its Facebook social network automatic access to classified ad services on Facebook Marketplace. The European Commission said the US tech titan also abused its dominant position by imposing unfair trading conditions on other online classified ad service providers that advertise on its platform. If you're curious about this, you can find more information on jackarandfm.com. Click on news. I'm Madeline Fischer from myself and the rest of the team. Good night.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, nonstop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh, yeah. I get my from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. I see you, the way I breathe you in, it's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. And I see you, there's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up, yeah. And I'll be right here with you till the end. I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah.